latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Wednesday's Manchester United headlines, and United have reportedly failed with a world record bid for Juventus's Paul Pogba, but boss Jose Mourinho is refusing to give up. Sky Italia and the Guardian newspaper claim United's opening offer of £85 million was rejected by the Italian champions, while reports elsewhere indicate Pogba wants to make the return move to Manchester. The bid also included performance bonuses, which would have raised it to £100 million in total, but Juventus are understood to be insisting on a basic fee of £100 million, plus a further £8 million in add-ons. Well, Mourinho made it clear to Reds Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward that he wanted Pogba to be his next high-profile signing before jetting out on the club's pre-season tour to China. Woodward stayed behind to conduct negotiations with Pogba's agent Mino Raiola and Juventus general manager Beppe Marotta. Well, the France midfielder, who left Old Trafford 4 years ago after failing to make a sustained first team breakthrough, is reported to have agreed personal terms already, £250,000 a week for 5 years, with only the transfer fee set to be decided. Some reports claim that Guillermo Varela is on his way out of Old Trafford. He's on a list of players that Jose Mourinho is happy to see the back of, and it's thought that a loan deal with Eintracht Frankfurt has been set up. Eintracht Frankfurt currently of the Bundesliga, and they're looking for a loan deal for 12 months with a view to a permanent transfer. And Sunderland are set to test United's resolve with a £5 million bid for Will Keane. The Black Cats are presently in a state of transfer flux, with their manager Sam Allardyce close to being appointed manager of England. But that hasn't stopped them being alerted to the potential availability of Keane, who scored in the friendly win over Wigan last weekend. The 23-year-old has since travelled with the rest of Mourinho's squad on their pre-season tour to China, although he's yet to speak directly with his manager about his role next season. And also claims that Fulham are set to sign James Wilson. That could well be a permanent deal after he was left out of the trip to China.